Hey, travelers. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. Thanks for jumping on and listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler. This podcast is intended to be hopefully entertaining and also provide some information for healthcare professionals that travel. So we kind of cover a lot of different guests. We have CEOs from agencies, recruiters. We have travelers. We have our Wanderly family, which is exciting because today that's exactly what we're going to be doing. So we have a very, very honorable, distinguished, experienced, qualified guest, and I'm very excited. He's probably just rolling his eyes at me right now by saying all this because he's so humble, but I'm super excited. We have Joe Novello on, who is our Chief Innovation Officer here at Wanderly, but you also, I'm sure, have seen him in the healthcare space, the nursing space. He is a nurse. This entire industry absolutely knows who Joe is, so we're super excited and lucky to have him on. And he has to, because he's now my colleague, and I love him so much, and he's been such a wonderful, fantastic addition. So, Joe, thank you for popping on with me and taking time out of your super busy schedule. But will you just, for people who may not, you know who you are or know about NurseGrid and Wanderly and all the really cool things you've been involved in, will you kind of just tell us about yourself, your nursing background, and kind of your career thus far?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've been a huge fan of yours for a very long time and now happily your colleague. So this is Joe. I am the Chief Innovation Officer at Wanderly, formerly the founder and Chief Executive Officer of NurseGrid, which has 1.3 million happy nurses on the platform. So happy to be here. I'd like to start by talking about who I am and where I came from. I started my nursing career very early, back in the 1980s when my mom was in nursing school. Some of my very first memories were sitting in the back of her prereq courses, microbiology and whatnot, as a toddler and a young boy listening to those lectures. I come from a long family of nurses. My mom's a nurse. My grandma's a nurse. My sister's a nurse. I'm a nurse. So as you can imagine, Thanksgiving dinner is a little colorful, maybe too colorful for the non-healthcare people at the table. I always knew I wanted to be in healthcare. Didn't know exactly what, as a young boy, I thought boys were either paramedics or doctors. So I thought early on that's what I would do. Started volunteering in the hospital when I was 13 or 14. Started working in the hospital when I was 15 or 16. Was an EMT by 17 and then went directly to nursing school right after high school. So kind of started young and have never looked back.
And what other kind of, you know, professional things are you kind of pursuing or have pursued since then? Or is it kind of just you went from NurseGrid over to Wanderly? Because I'm not really sure about all of your transitions, but I know you've done so much.
Yeah, so I actually studied nursing, Spanish, and entrepreneurship in college. And while I was in college in the university, I actually studied entrepreneurship and started my first company right then and there out of my dorm room. It was called Anuvia. We did corporate health and safety. And so that was a part-time job to start. That was back in 2004. And right after nursing school, I went to UCSF and was in the new grad residency program. In the emergency department was really fun, learned a lot. But quickly realized two things. One was that being a part-time entrepreneur doesn't necessarily work if you really want to scale a company up. And the second thing I learned was how inefficient hospitals were. Technology was kind of proliferating at that point back in 2004, 2005, and I felt like healthcare was super far behind. I think a lot of us would agree that healthcare tech is about 30 years behind, or at least at the time was 30 years behind. Normal technology, and we had a lot of pain points as nurses that I felt like could be addressed through good technology. And so at that point, I knew that I wanted to fix some of the pain points that me and my colleagues had felt. But of course, I had another company at the time. So I stepped away from my full-time position as an ED nurse and refocused back to the company, scaled that up. That company was acquired in 2013, and I knew I wanted to go back to the bedside. I'd always kept a part-time job in nursing because it's in my blood and I love it. But I didn't know exactly which pain points I would try to address in healthcare. So I went back to the bedside and did some clinical leadership for a few years to try to figure out, you know, what I would do next, what company I would start. So during that time, I did a lot of ER critical care and critical care transport. all of which I love very much. But during that time, I really spent time figuring out what Nurse Grid would be. If you ask nurses, you know, we tend to say scheduling and staffing is one of our biggest pain points, and one that causes a lot of attrition. And so I wanted to address that. And so I started Nurse Grid, and the premise really was, how do I make the lives of nurses easier by creating good technology that solves some of their pain points around scheduling? And I wanted to be different. You know, we have lots of big technology companies in healthcare. Oftentimes, the technology doesn't necessarily work for nurses, and they're kind of left out of that procurement process. And so the tech companies tend to build for our leadership. And I wanted to change that whole paradigm. And so I built a solution that nurses would enjoy using. So I built a mobile solution for them. We quickly became the number one healthcare app in the App Store. And again, we have over 1 million users today. Super proud of what me and the team at Nurse Grid are able to accomplish, but very excited to start the next chapter of my life at Wonderly.
Well, definitely. I mean, we're obviously super impressed by you and what you and the whole team did over there. We were really lucky to be a part of it and do some blog stuff with you guys, a very, very small part of it, but just to know you guys and to be involved with you on many different levels has been really fun. I actually haven't heard the story of how you came to Wonderly. So you're a chief innovation officer. So can you kind of talk about how this partnership employment role, you know, kind of came about, and then, you know, kind of what your role is, what do you do?
Yeah, it's funny. After I left Nurse Grid, I told myself I was going to take a year or two off, travel, kind of reconnect with my family and friends after, you know, 5-6 years of running a company. It's your everything. I mean, you wake up thinking about the company, you go to sleep thinking about the company, and leaves little time to, you know, be with your friends and family and do the things that you really love in life. And so I thought I would take a couple years off and reconnect with friends and family and travel and do all the fun stuff that I felt like I kind of missed out on while I was the CEO. And I guess I've known the leadership at Wonderly for many years. The industry is fairly small, and I've known Tom and Zia and some of the other folks at Wonderly for a long time. And they told me they wanted me on the team. And I told them, look, I need some time off. I've got all these other things I want to do in life for now. And ultimately, I just couldn't say no to this idea of coming back and creating a solution that was designed specifically for nurses to make their lives a little bit easier in their professional life. And so effectively they seduced me into coming to the company, and what I'm focused on now is doing a lot of the same things that we did at Nurse Grid, which is, how do we create technology that works specifically for the nurse and only for the nurse? Like, that is our primary focus, and Zia and Tom and the rest of the team are really focused on that aim. And so that's what really got me to join the team. What I do at Wonderly is make sure that, along with you, you know, how do we make sure the nurse is always in the front of our mind when we're building the technology? As a tech entrepreneur, I'm also helping kind of, you know, tech enable this industry, you know, of temporary staffing, and bringing the technology component to a world that was a little bit stale with regards to technology. So that is my focus now. We have some cool new things for nurses that will be coming out next year that can't quite talk about yet, but really excited to bring those to, you know, the future of work and how that intersects with nursing.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's probably a pretty easy transition too for you, you know, with just so much experience in the actual tech world, because that's, I think, what Wonderly did in the healthcare travel industry, was it really disrupted it with the kind of technology that we've created, because it hadn't really been seen before. And you have so much experience with that kind of technology, especially in the healthcare space. It was probably pretty seamless. Well, it's funny, I should probably clarify, everybody, when I asked Joe, you know, what's your role? Joe and I meet frequently and are on a lot of the same teams at Wonderly. So, of course, I know. But I think it's important because we all have some funny titles. You know, we have fun. We try to make the titles for all the people. If you go to our Contact Us or About Us page on our site, People have fun titles because we try to stay fun and I guess relatable in what we do. So I'm glad that you were able to kind of explain, you know, what the innovation officer part kind of means for everybody else. But I'm sure you have other exciting and fun things too that you want to talk about, or maybe not. I guess maybe if you're taking some time off and not, but I watched you at SIA and I know that you were, we were meeting with people and people know you and there's chit chatter and all this fun stuff because it's just kind of a really buzzing space right now. What can you tell us about things you're looking forward to in 2020?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to look forward to. I think, you know, Wanderly's still fairly young, but we're getting a lot of early traction. We have a lot of amazing partners on the agency side. Nurses are finding us and, you know, enjoying the experience they have. And we're really focused on going back to the users and saying, what can we do better? So I'm excited to continue making a solution that nurses love that also benefits hospitals and healthcare as a whole, including healthcare consumers. We talk a lot about, you know, 18% or so of our GDP goes to healthcare spend, and we're still far, you know, behind a lot of outcomes internationally. And so fixing that mismatch is really important to me. And I think Wanderly is contributing to kind of driving down the cost of healthcare delivery by, you know, putting the right nurse in the right place at the right time in a really efficient way, while at the same time delighting nurses. So that, you know, from a professional standpoint, that really excites me. Personally, Wanderly has been amazing in terms of also giving me that work-life balance that I've been seeking. I have this personal goal of 40 under 40, which means I want to hit 40 countries before I'm 40, which happens next year, sadly. So I've got about 8 countries to see this year, in 2020. So excited to check that off the box. Yeah.
Do you have any ideas of where you're going to go?
Well, I just booked a last minute trip to, Indonesia, Thailand, and Borneo for next week. I've already been to most of those countries, so I've got to hit up some new ones. I think Argentina, Chile, Uruguay are next on my list.
Ooh. Well, that sounds really nice. Wow. I'm super jealous. That sounds awesome. But honestly, good for you. You work so hard and that's so cool. I'm glad. If you go to Bali, you have to absolutely let me know when you're in Indonesia.
I'll be in Bali in 2 weeks, so join me.
Yeah, seriously. Don't tempt me with a good time. I've literally been thinking Bali over Christmas and New Year's sounds like so much fun. Cool. Well, we'll chat offline about that because, yeah, you're definitely not off the hook. I got to hear way more about these trips. You know, I'm a travel junkie. But what advice do you have for somebody wanting to start their first company? You know, I think so many people come to this podcast for different reasons because we do have so many different types of guests on. You know, we have recruiters, we have agency heads, we have our team members, we have travelers. So there's a ton of different information. But I think something that you can offer, especially being a nurse-driven CEO, is that you know exactly how to start a company, run a company, do all the things. So if you just had one little snippet of advice, maybe looking back, something that you wish you would have done more, done less of, or done differently, what would that be for someone wanting to start their very first company of their own?
Yeah, well, first I'll just say, I think, you know, being a nurse sets you up really nicely to be an entrepreneur. I think a lot of the qualities that make a good nurse also make a good entrepreneur. And so I'm really excited to see nurses jumping into entrepreneurship and innovation, whether that's inside the hospital or outside. I'm on the board of an organization called SONCL, which is a nurse-led organization that's focused on leadership, innovation, entrepreneurship, and science. And I'm seeing a lot of nurses trending towards innovation and entrepreneurship. And that gets me really excited for so many reasons. I think the advice I would give first is surround yourself with really good people. And that's not just teammates, but also advisors and mentors. But I think that's the most critical component. I was a CEO by the time I was 21 and I literally knew nothing about starting a business. I as an entrepreneur, I've been starting companies since I was, you know, 10 or 12 years old, but really didn't know what I was doing. And the only way I succeeded with my first company and then again with NurseGrid and some of the other companies that I advise or invest in is around, you know, who's around that CEO. Nurse Grid, you know, I was surrounded by some amazing professionals that taught me so much. I think being a CEO is a lot like being an ER nurse, kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. And so I had exposure to marketing and sales and business development and tech development and product roadmap and all that stuff. I'm not good necessarily at any of those, but to surround yourself with people that are good at that, that's how you kind of lift yourself up. So that's my one piece of advice.
Sure. I think that's great advice. Well, where do you see yourself? I'm sure so many people are curious because you do so many cool things. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you hope for in 5 years?
You know, I don't want to sound cheesy, but I think, you know, doing what I'm doing now, working with a really great company that is focused on providing a solution for nurses. I've been fortunate in my life and able to now invest in companies, start companies, advise CEOs. And so I love doing all of that. I own a restaurant on the side. So, you know, I like doing a lot of different things, and helping other people that are following the same path. So I don't want to sound overly cheesy, but I'm kind of living my dream right now.
Love it. I love it so much. Well, we're really lucky to have you. So that sounds awesome. Plus, it's not like the Wanderly train is slowing down anytime soon. So there will be plenty for both of us to do, I think, in the next 5 years. That's for sure. Do you have anything else that you want to add before we close out? Joe, are people allowed to contact you? I mean, we usually have this section for if, you know, people want to ask you a question or whatever, you can give them contact info. Whatever you feel comfortable sharing if people, you know, want to find you. Now is the time.
Yeah, I love connecting with other nurses. I get a lot of LinkedIn requests at this stage of my career. And if you have an RN or, you know, any kind of healthcare title behind your name, the answer is always accept. So find me on LinkedIn and let's connect.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, everybody, that's Joe Novello. He is our Chief Innovation Officer at Wanderly. Obviously super impressive. We're really lucky to have him, and it's been really fun working with him. So I'm glad you guys all got to hear from him. His perspective is always unique and insightful. So we're honored. That's another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm our Chief Nurse Advocate here at Wanderly, and we will see you all again next week.